Good morning, everybody. Have you been blessed already? Please, you know, most of the time when we pray to God. And quite a number of times we don't remember to bless ourselves. Please, I want to use your mouth to bless yourself. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Say, I will live long in good health. You know, you are blessing yourself. You are speaking to yourselves. You are blessing your... People sometimes don't remember to bless themselves. Say, it shall be well with me. In the name of Jesus. I will live long. I will not be sick. It shall be well with me. I want to say it and mean it. Say, it shall be well with me. Praise ye the Lord. It's good to bless ourselves and say good things to ourselves. When we are used to saying good things to ourselves, we are most likely going to be saying good things to other people. It becomes our lifestyle and our habits. Very, very important. Learn to bless yourself. When you bless yourself, bless your wife, bless your husband, bless your children. I'm not saying you are praying for them. I said bless them. When you remember them, say a word of blessing to them. Words are very, very important. Everything you see was created by the word. Words. So words are powerful. Even when the people in the occultic world, they understand the value of words. That's why they use words. It shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. You know, this year God said to us that it's going to be our year of tangible results. And this is definitely our year of tangible results. But we need a roadmap to go through this year by the help of the Holy Spirit to arrive at this destination. Please, can you help me, please? We need a roadmap to go through this year. Because it's like God told us what will happen. And we have to go through the year. This is February. Today is February 6th. For example, we have finished January. To arrive at the destination of our tangible results, by the end of the year, on or before the end of the year. For some of us, have started harvesting. Yes or no? February 6th. There is still so much ahead of us to achieving in 2022. Praise the Lord. This month, we are looking at some of you that came on Tuesday. We are assessing your next level. That's what we are looking at in the month of February. Assessing your next level. You know, this morning before we left the house, I begged my wife, I said, please, listen to me in church today. Your life will never be the same again. I begged her. I said, she will not be there sitting. I told my daughter before she left the car, I said, listen to me in church today. I have a message for you. Some of the things you've heard before, but I need you to start practicing. Please, I don't mind. You can come and change this mic and give me another mic. I don't want noise. Please. Thank you. You know, somebody said something in the course of this service. Was it in the course of the... Yes, he said, okay, was Dr. Folashire. She said, the children of this world in their own generation are wiser than the children of light. Said, the children of this world in their own generation.
said they are wiser than the children of light. How is that possible? That's some food for thought. That means there are some things that God gave to us that some people are taking advantage of. And we who are children of God, because of one reason or the other, we've not been able to assess some of these things. I'm coming there. Anyway, when we talk about next level, you can talk about next level relationships. When we talk about next level, because it's all encompassing. Next level of achievements. Next level in your finances. Next level in your stability. Next level in your health. Next level in your ministry. Next level in your marriage. Next level in your to succeed. And next level in your emotion. And the lists are endless. Well, let me read one of my quotes. Nothing happened to us without us intentionally going after it. The power of intent is the trigger to pursue our goals with the momentum it required without looking back. Power of intent is the energy, is the momentum. Is the trigger to pursue our goals. The power of intent. This is what I want to be. The boy said, medicine or nothing. Yeah. Intent. Power of intent. Is that said, I can't help you, but God can help you. Very wise parents. Say, but go to God. I am not God. I only give back to you. I don't own you. God owns you. My mom and my dad, they gave back to me. I did not. They are gone. And I'm still here. Some of the people that gave back to us, they are gone. Some of them are still alive. God owns everybody. So go to God that created you. And go and tell God what you want. I can't help you. And you know what happened? As the boy was praying to God, he was praying all manners of prayers. He didn't know that he had prayed for scholarship. You know what God does? He said, I will do exceedingly abundantly. Above that which you do what? That's why I said to you, parent, let your children pray with you. Do you know what happened? Sometimes their prayer gets answered more than our own prayers. There are too many things they don't know. You know enemy, they don't know enemy. He said, I will only join you. Go and pray. Let me ask you a question. The same guy that entered for medicine, don't you know that that boy is going somewhere? He knew where he got it from. Full scholarship. God is a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name. God will work his miracle in your life in Jesus' name. But what are we looking at this morning? We find it in the book of Genesis chapter 11. I read from verse 1. Genesis 11. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick. They were not lazy, very hard working. They were not asking manna to come from heaven. They took their destinies in their hands. Go to, let us make bricks. And burn them thoroughly. Can you imagine where we got bricks from? They finished the process. They began to finish the process. And they had brick for stone before they used to build with stones. But these guys became creative. They said, we'll do something else. Because they had something. That's where we are going. And they dwell, and slime they had for mortar. Mortar was not available. They changed the narrative. It doesn't matter what is not available. When a man have what I want to say, you make things happen. It doesn't matter who is not doing something. That can never be your business. It doesn't matter what people have achieved around you. Excuse me. This kind of people don't understand the meaning of jealousy and envy, because they can always create their own world. Verse 4, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower. Who stop me reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. That was why they missed it, because that was not the intention of God for mankind at that point in time. But nevertheless, it doesn't stop what they want to do. So that's why too many people are using these things I'm going to talk about today. And they're achieving so much, and most of them don't even know God. They don't have, some of them don't even have a clue. And the Lord came down to see the city. Can you imagine a project that attracted God from heaven? How many times have you read in the Bible that God came down before? To come and see a project. God came down. He came. Himself, he came down. Let us go. To see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Verse 6, I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Wait, who said? Who is speaking here? Who is speaking here? Pay attention when God is speaking. Please pay attention when God is speaking. What did I say? Anytime you read in your Bible that God is speaking, pay attention. It's not a prophet that is speaking. It's not a seer that is speaking. It's not a man of God that is speaking. God is speaking. Please pay attention. So what do you want to pay attention to? God will reveal some secret to you when he's speaking. And the Bible says the secret thing belongs to God. He will reveal some secrets. God revealed a secret here. Behold, the people is one. And they have one language. And this they begin to do. Now, nothing will be restrained from them. That means, you know, there are some level that the enemy cannot get to. Many people don't know. Said, nothing will be restrained for them. Which they have what? Today I'm going to be talking to you about imaginations. Which they had imagined to do. Before I go on, let me ask you a question. How many of you use the power of imagination? You'll be shocked. After today's message, practice imagination. Everything becomes more easier for you and more simple. Most of the things that you are dreaming about in your mind, that you are talking about, practice imagination. I want to quote a man that died in 1955. And what he did since then is still the greatest. I'll be quoting from Albert Einstein, the German physicist. He was the greatest of the greatest physicists that ever lived. Since 1955 that he died. 1955, he died in 1955. Einstein was known because of we understand what time and space and gravity and the universe is because of the Einstein theory of relativity. That was what shaped our understanding of the universe we live in. He said something. He said, the power of imagination is the ultimate creative power. No doubt about that. While knowledge defines all we currently know and understand, knowledge, imagination points to all we might yet discover and create. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Your imagination is your preview of life's coming attraction. That means your tomorrow. Where you will be tomorrow will be defined by your imaginations today. Your world tomorrow. Your success tomorrow. Your achievements tomorrow will be defined by what you are imagining now. God said, nothing will be restrained from them. The devil does not have an answer to men who have the capacity to imagine. Even the devil does not have. That is why most of our children in this part of the world, we are not making things, we are not doing things, because we lack the power of imagination. I don't want to talk about this guy today. I want to talk about him when he began. Elon Musk. Of course, you know that the shares of Tesla is hitting the roofs now. Can you imagine SpaceX? Go and read about it. Tesla, Solar City, and what? About four. World-class company. Things that nations do. He said there's going to be a commercial flight to space. He did it. What NASA? I'm talking about imagination. And he's saying that humanity will go to Mars now. Go and check the distance to Mars. He said it's going to happen. One man. Young people, let me talk to you this morning. You cannot afford to live the way we live. You must dwarf our record early in time in your life. I told my children, I said, dwarf our record in your 20s. What record do we have? In your 20s. We don't have what you have. You have better education, better opportunities. You have the internet. You have everything. Dwarf our record. In 1995, Elon Musk, when the internet bubble began, in fact, he had registered to do his PhD at Stanford. He had two double major, Bachelor of Science in Physics and Bachelor of Art in Economics. So when he did his PhD at Stanford, he only spent 2 days at the school before he dropped out. So he started a business called Zip2 in 1995 with his brother. They gathered together $28,000. In 1999, they sold the business for $340 million. If my children, if they do that, I will never work again throughout my life. I will resign from everything. And start a job, full-time money spending. Yes, what job do I have to do again? I will start spending money full-time. In 4 years, you don't understand what is prosperity. Imagination. You struggle less. You tap into the world that have not existed. You tap into a space. You move into a dimension. In 4 years, 1995 with $28,000. Now, I don't even care. Is it magic? What are they doing? What are they doing in 4 years? They sold it for $340 million. Unimaginable. Because of what? The power of imagination. Some of our children, let me tell you something. Please begin to imagine. I know that you are not short of dreams. I know you are not short of plans. But can you begin to see what you are talking about? God told Abraham in the book of Genesis, said the Bible says, when now Lot had departed from Abraham, God said, Abraham, come, lift up your eyes and look. Imagination. God said to him, he said, no matter how you pray to me, you fast to me, you do everything. If you don't see, you don't get. So whatever they have imagined to do, imagination, that's the power. Do you know that the challenge we have is the fact that we are not using that capacity and the world, they're using it. While you are sitting, let me ask you a question. Your dreams, your aspiration, what are you imagining? Somebody said, I want to get married. I said, yes. Are you imagining your wedding day? You are not imagining it. Somebody said, I want children. Are you imagining? What are you imagining? Can you see it? It is not enough to pray. It's enough to understand how to add value to your prayers. It is not enough to pray and fast. Just at that level, everything come to be because there is a force about imagination. The God said, whatever they have imagined to do, he said, nothing. God said, nothing. And when God is speaking, including the devil, that they have imagined to do, you know, anytime I'm in an aircraft, anytime, because I'm a very, very thoughtful person. It's not about the money or anything. I just imagine who did this. I just imagine when we're on the Atlantic for like 8 hours and at that speed, there's no oxygen. Who is thinking about the fact that this thing can fly? Who are these people? There is no oxygen. Nothing. All of you will go to restroom. All of you will eat. All of you will do everything. You'll be entertained. You'll be attended to. And check the speed at over 33,000 feet above sea level on the Atlantic at that speed. Ah! Sons of men have imagined things. Imagination. That's the power. It's not a power to imagine something to survive. It's a power to imagine something for humanity. It's not a power to just imagine that, because there is the limitations in our environment is the fact that the vision is just like me. I have money. I build something. Some people had money. The man who owns IKEA, when he was still using his old Volvo. And you know IKEA? IKEA can almost buy Nigeria. Warren Buffett was still living in his old house. There is something about some people that is poverty. It's not about, it's about the fact that I don't want to go back to God with this thing. Brad Degun said it. I can't afford to go back to heaven with this talent. I got to do something for humanity about it. Is it not working for us? Are you not hearing what I'm saying? Is that not light? Is that not fan? Is that not AC? Is that not speaker? Did it come from heaven? No, men! But some of them have imagined something, and the people who are lecturers or people who are writers, they now bring it to the curriculum of schools when they are finished discovering it. Imaginations. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And I will tell you what can limit your imagination. But before then, let me tell you about this, my quote. I said imagination has to be filled by knowledge and information. Imagination has to be filled by knowledge and information, but bounded with hard work and resilience. We become the catalyst for your expected results. Imagination has to be fueled by knowledge and information, but bounded with hard work and resilience, which become the catalyst for the expected results. You can't divorce imagine from knowledge and information, from hard work, from resilience. Everything still had to add together. And before we go to back to Genesis 11, let me read what Teddy Roosevelt said in 1910, the 26th president of the United States of America, in 1910. Let me read what he said. And I want you to listen and listen to me this morning. I quote, "It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doers of deed could have done them better." Some people are critics. They are just criticizing. They do nothing. No, you don't give them attention. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. The man that is trying, the man that is doing something, the man that is taking his chances, the hardworking man. Because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deed? The man who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spend himself in a worthy cause. Who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement. And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fail while daring greatly. So that is his place. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. They do nothing. So they don't know victory, they don't know defeat. They call them timid souls. Men who don't aspire. Men who don't try. Men who don't go for things greater than them. Men who don't go to the depth of the ocean. Men who are fishing at the riverbank. Men who don't dream big. Men who don't understand the fact that it's a capacity inside man that can change the whole world. That is exactly what God said in Genesis chapter 11. Can we return there, please? Genesis 11. My brother and my sisters, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. And I have to tell you this morning, especially young people, please, 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 stop looking at our record, dust these records. Don't talk about our achievements. You have all the tools in the world to make things happen. Look at me. Look at me. Honestly speaking, I've not even started. Some people know. What are you talking about? There is a young man in this city. Let me tell you about this guy. They called me from the US. He said, something just happened. I said, what happened? He said, this guy lives in Nevada. He just sold an artwork for $100,000. So I just sold an artwork for $100,000. One artwork. But the guy has been putting his work on the Instagram for so many years. One artwork, he sold it for $100,000. They are looking for him all over the world now. Maybe you heard about the daughter of Akinyuli, who sold an artwork for $2 million. One artwork. She studied biology in the US. So what are you talking about? So how far are you dreaming? So I'm not talking to you theory. I'm not talking what I don't know anything about. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to you that when you imagine you do something, and like it has been said to us, talent. But let me tell you something about talent. Most talents are in their raw state, like gold. Now you have to polish them. Gold, you will see gold is like a dust. It's like dust. They have to go through process. So talent has to be processed. And every man, no matter what you had achieved in life, there is a next level. Say, I will get to my next level. Say, I will get to my next level by the power of imagination. Some of us, we have dropped our dreams because of the challenges of Nigeria. Oh, this is not happening, this is not happening, this is not happening, this is not happening. That is the reason why you are in Nigeria. Men that can dream, men that can imagine, men that have the capacity of God, of heaven, they can walk through any problem. Elon Musk said something. He said the first time they test their aircraft to go to space, it failed. Gather all the engineers together again, they did the second test. He said if they have failed in the third test, that would have been the end. They would have gone bankrupt, SpaceX. He said, but the third time, they knew what not to do. They knew what not to do. The third time they succeeded. Recently, United Nations, they said they wanted to eradicate hunger in the world. I said, no problem. I said, please, can you give me the budget? And you can give me the proposal that hunger will be eliminated in the whole world. He said, I will fund it. They are here to give him the proposal. He said, promise me, give me the proposal. And now we fund it that hunger will be eliminated in the whole world. One man. You will get there. I say you will get there. I say you will get there. So, and what did God say? And I want to tell you what can affect your imaginative power and capacity. Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. One language. One language. One of the things that I keep telling families, I said, please, no matter what is happening, be speaking one language. I'm not talking about husband and wife alone, including your children. Because let me tell you something. Everyone can begin to build a dynasty. Because now you are two. By the grace of God, maybe you are five now. Now, if you speak one language, you know you're going to become a grandparent. Some of us will become great grandparents, right? If we speak one language. One language. He said the people is one, they are speaking one language. When there is oneness, success is not far away. When there is oneness. I don't care how far apart you people are. You are likely to be speaking as if you are having a meeting. You are likely to be taking the decision as if you just spoke to each other. One language. That is why you will understand that division is what the enemy uses. He understands it. That's why you know that husband and wife, it is difficult for them to work together. That's why you realize that there is divisions in marriage is unheard of because the enemy knows one language. I would rather be hurt than create a division. I would rather beg my wife than create a division. I would beg out. No, nothing else works the way it should work. One language. One language. Is that what you are speaking? You know what it means to speak one language? You are a man. You are a man of understanding. You are a woman of understanding. You know what it means to speak one language? You are a man and a woman of capacity. I'm not talking about how prayerful you are. I'm talking about what prayer has translated you to becoming. I'm talking about the fact that you have what it takes. You are patient. You are long suffering. I'm talking about the fact that you have what I call a mumora. I'm talking about the fact that you have the capacity to absorb. I'm saying you are not a touchy person. You have the capacity to forgive at will, even for the offense.
My son said something to me, I think a few weeks ago. He said, "You know, Daddy, when I did something, I thought you were going to scold me and do something. You know, most fathers, they say they disown you." I said, "Do you think I am a man without understanding? You think I am a man without understanding? Are you just giving birth to children for giving birth because they have children? You don't understand that the position of a man is the position of a leader. And leadership is about responsibility. It's not about privileges." I read the story of the Bible, in the Bible of the prodigal son. I read the story and I read the story very well. I did not find anywhere that the father caused the boy. And he said foul word concerning him. I didn't know where the father did anything unto us concerning the destiny of that boy. No. You know what the man said? He said, "Give me what belongs to him." The man gave him everything. And he left. You don't know what the man was doing. You know the man must have been praying. Man of God by excellence. He knew that he would be coming back. Let me tell you something. How large is your heart? One language. No matter where you find yourself, one language. Even as businessmen and women, when you have staffs and all you see about them is what they are not doing right, maybe they are not doing it right. But if you maintain one language, what is wrong will become right at the end of the day. One language. One language. Said the people is one and they just speak one language. So it's not about imagination first. It's about the process to ending up in the imagination. When I have issues with people, maybe, of course, I might be wrong, whatever. You know what I do? I like to settle amicably. I don't want anything that will disturb my peace. Never. Because I can't handle it. I don't like trouble. You know why? You know why? When you are a man of peace, you are a man that is settled. When you are a man or a woman that can forgive, you are somebody that can stand before God at any time. Remember, the Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Jesus do what? Purge your conscience from all dead works. So don't tell me that you are praying when your conscience is not purged. From dead works. Those are dead works. One language. Please, whoever must have offended you and you have offended, please make up. Even if your children, you have some, you know, some people have some things in mind against some children. Please, parents, don't ever do it. "I don't like what you did. I don't necessarily, I'm sorry. And that's it. One language. The people is one. And they have one language. It didn't stop there. The people is one. And with that one language, so they are speaking the same language. They are saying the same thing. You know, some people, you think they are one when they talk, but in their heart, I'm talking about one language to the heart, make things work. Imagination. Conditions. Everybody say one language. Everybody say one language. Listen to me. If you have one language, there are some things that you must possess. Part of it is the ability to forgive people. In our factory, everybody speaks one language. Because I know that's where the enemy comes. He knows. Even in your home, speak one language. And God said, and now, nothing. God speaking. Project verse 6 for me, please. God speaking. Year of our tangible results. Your next level, your relationships, even your business, your enterprise, your stability. God speaking. One language. And the Lord said, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. The people is one. Are they going to use our one? The people is one. When I look at them, they are not breaking ranks. Oh, in the home, I belong to Paul and I belong to Apollos. Some people are for the mommy. Some people are for the daddy. No, it doesn't work. He said, one language. The people say how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. He said, there the Lord commanded. The Lord commanded his blessing. And they all have one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Can you please this morning, as we deploy the power of imagination, let me tell you something. Everybody that God created is a genius. God did not make a bad product. Where you are seated there, you are a genius. God did not make a bad product. No. It is when we get to this place that it seems as if things change. It's when we get here. God made good product. Because the Bible says when God finished creation, he saw everything that he did and it was good. So you are good. Say, I am good. Say, I am good. So if you are good, how can somebody else be bad? This morning, we are going to be praying. We are going to be praying. And I want to remind you that the power that can make things happen in you is the power of imagination. It's like nothing can stop you. No, you become unstoppable. It is not possible. You become unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. It's called the power of imagination. God said it himself. He said, nothing will be restrained from these people. That is a secret that God gave us. But this morning, I want us to pray. Before we go, I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Listen to me. Everything I told you this morning, go and deploy it. Young men, young women, guys. You know, everything I said to myself many years ago, it came to pass. I told you, when we got married, I told my wife. I said, I believe God for something. I said, what is it? We're going to have 3 children. 1 girl, 2 boys. And I didn't stop there. I said, I want the guys to come first. And they get to come last. Maybe if I didn't say it, I don't know. I said it. That was why I said, bless yourself. That's why I said, speak to yourself. That's why I said, speak to your situation. It was a plan that I had. And I told her because we are partners in the same project. Speak to your situation. And make up your mind that when you are speaking, you believe what you are saying. Speak to your situation. And avoid negative words. Avoid negative words. When you are angry, don't talk. Can we rise up this morning, please? Brother, are you ready to speak this morning? Are you ready to speak this morning? I want to position your heart, and I want you to please close your eyes. Please. I want to close your eyes. The first thing I want to do this morning, can you please thank God for making you who you are? That's it. Yes. Speak to God this morning. God, I thank you for my life. I thank you for my position. I thank you for my children. I thank you for everything that I am. I want you to speak to God and thank God. Because he's a faithful God, thank him this morning. God, I thank you. And I also want you to bless God. God, I bless you. Speak to him and say, God, I bless you. God, I adore you. God, I give glory to you. God, I honor you. God, I appreciate you. Can you begin this morning to talk to God about that situation? Whatever situation it is, and I will pray with you this morning. Oh God, please, as you are speaking to God, imagine. As you are speaking to God, please imagine. That is part of what is required of you. What is it but about your dreams? What is it about your dreams? What are you struggling with? What do you want? Speak, imagine what you are saying. He said, what they have imagined to do. What they have imagined to do. What they have imagined to do. Can we begin to thank God for answer prayer this morning? And I want you to be conscious of thanking God. God, I thank you because you have done this. God, I thank you because this has happened. I thank you because I will have a testimony. Imagine your testimony. Imagine everything. What they have imagined to do. What they have imagined. He said, Abraham, look not toward. Look this morning. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I can't hear you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Should I tell you something this morning? Do you know that for the asking God has given you? Honestly. Just for the asking. Can we put our hands together this morning for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? For the asking God had given you.